Welcome to episode 162 of the Family Podcast Network. You're not perfect either.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those kids that aren't. With a master's degree in counseling psychology and 6 years, of showing parents how to de-stress their parenting, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. The date today is October the 15th, 2012. Today we are going to talk about imperfect parents are perfect for kids. That's right. Today's going to be such a cool topic. I'm so fired up about it. It's going to be a really good topic today about how we often expect perfection out of ourselves. Other people and other folks in our lives, parents and etc., expect perfection from you. How in reality, when we expect perfection from ourselves, we have the greatest tendency to fail our kids in the worst possible way. And today we are going to talk a little bit about that. Before we get into that, guys, let's get into our housekeeping for the day. First up, guys, if you want to get free updates on the episodes that we are knocking out, you can do that by running over to www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, entering your name and email address in the sidebar. You will get updates every time there is a new episode out. It'll tell you what that episode is. It's very short. It's very simple. It's very easy to look at and read. I have checked it out to make sure it works on my iPhone and my iPad. I completely redesigned it. Before, I was just keeping it a very simple, just standard, you know, set of text. And so I recently went in there, added some stuff so it doesn't look quite so bleh. And still very easy to find out what the show is about that day, what the title is, and what's going on there. It is an awesome way to discover what's going on. I want to make sure that you guys don't miss out on any episodes. Again, I want to make sure you don't get it at the end of the week and then you see, oh man, Trey talked about that this week. And if I just would have known that that's what we were talking about, this week could have gone completely different. So jump on over there, sign up for that. It is completely free, by the way, and we do not ever spam or sell your email address under any circumstances. I hate spam as much as you, I swear. Next off, guys, don't forget to like us on Facebook and share. It's real easy, I know, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I listen to a lot of these things, and one of the things that I know is that a lot of times when I get to listening to them, I just kind of listen to them back to back, and the one thing that I forget to do is I forget to go share whenever it's been a super good one. Whatever you guys do, don't forget to do that for me. That's one of the greatest ways that you can be helpful for me. Just run over to Facebook or go to the site www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Whichever episode it is you like, right below the title, there's a little tiny Facebook square. You click that, you share it over to your site, and just let other people know, man, this one rocked my face off. Or hey, you know what? Put it if you think it sucked too. That's okay with me. I like that as well. And you're just like, seriously, Trey, you like bad breast? Absolutely, yes, because I have found that even when I've made people mad and upset, I get almost twice as many hits on the site from from that as well. Anyway, next off, I want to introduce something that is super duper cool that just came out. I have been visiting with my wife about possibly having her taking over some of the responsibilities of Family Podcast Network just so that way we can get a new, fresh perspective. My wife is brilliant, and she has made so many very amazing things in terms of her parenting styles and et cetera the last few years as we've grown together and all of this. And anyway, I've been talking to my wife about maybe taking over the blog because my wife has been telling me, man, you need to be blogging. And whenever you're doing all these things, I mean, it takes almost sometimes up to an hour to hour and a half to write show notes. Then you got to record the sessions, which are anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Then you got to do post-production, mix down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So by the time I'm getting done, I mean, I'm starting this tonight at 1:03 right now. And so this is a.m. in the morning. And so you just don't have that much time. And so I asked my wife the other day, I said, hey, what do you think about maybe taking over the blog? Because I started the blog a while back. It's a great thing. Some people don't want to listen to audio podcasts. They just want to be able to read a quick stint in a few minutes, you know? And so my wife's been telling me, Trey, to do this. Finally, I said, what do you think about you doing it? She goes, well, you know, I don't know. So she sat down tonight and recorded her first one. And I don't know what to say here other than I was 100% absolutely blown away. I mean, it was amazing. And she wrote just a little article over that she titled, "Mom, Can You Play With Me?" And I'm going to be honest, I reread it 3 times in a row. Not for grammatical checks, because I enjoyed it that much. I mean, I'm not trying to build my wife up. I'm not trying to market her. But I'm going to be really straight with you guys. I have the skills in this family for the audio stuff. I love recording. I love doing this. I'm passionate about recording what I'm doing and how I'm doing it right here. But let me tell you, who's got the skills in writing is my wife. And that blog post was amazing. It hit home, and I thought it was real. And so if you guys want to get a little taste about, okay, well, who's this guy's wife like? What is she? You know, what is her personality like? Go check her out. Because first off, it was flipping hilarious, man. I mean, it made me chuckle, laugh, smile, and even get a little choked up at one point. And that takes a finesse with the words. So go check out my wife. I'm calling her the Blogmaster from this point on. Blogmaster Corey. And check out her first blog over there. You can go to www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. Or you can go to my site. And in the top bar, you can actually click on blog and it'll jump you right over there. So go check that out. Super cool. My wife has an amazing skill and talent with that. You need to go listen You need to go read because you will not regret it. Well, next, guys, if you want to support the show at 30 cents per episode, if you're saying, man, I'm really getting some good criterion out of this, some good stuff, I'm learning a lot, and I just want to make sure Trey can continue to knock out this content, I will always offer this content 100% completely for free. Always, 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 always. I'll never make anybody pay for these podcasts because I believe everybody has an equal opportunity right to get to this. However, remember, I want to be successful. I want to go big. So if you guys want to be able to support the show at 30 cents per episode, consider becoming a PTACR. That's Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. Just a fun little twist on the phrase or the acronym PETA. So anyway, you can do that. Help support the show. Helps us build, grow, etc. You can partner up with us and make that happen. Next off, guys, if you want to contact me, Trey, I got a question for you. What do I do when? Is this normal if? I love answering those questions. Some of the best episodes that we've ever done were initially listener questions where they said, Trey, what the heck is up, man? What do I do with this? I love that. We want to make sure that we are valuing your time here at Family Podcast Network. One of the ways we can do that the best is answer your questions, your very specific questions. You guys can write in at email, TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, or you guys can also click on the Ask Trey a Question button. If you go to the site, www.familypodcastnetwork.com, you can click Ask Trey a Question over there, and you can actually leave me a very cool voicemail through your computer so long as you've got a microphone on it. Super duper cool. Go check it out. Guys, you can also call me by phone, 661-PARENT-0. Again, if you're out and about, driving around, headed to work, and you listen to my show on the way to work, or dropping the kids off, or headed here, there, and everywhere, you can always dial 661-PARENT-0, leave me a voicemail, and I will either get back to you, and we might even put it on the show just to get a question answered. All right. Booshaka. With all of that wrapped up, we are ready to jump into our show for the day, which, again, the topic for today is going to be imperfect parents are perfect for kids. Perfect for kids. That's right. Today, we're actually going to talk a little bit about how our imperfections as parents, our imperfections are absolutely one of the most necessary things that we can do in our parenting. Because, I mean, I know how you guys are. I mean, I'm sure many of you guys are like me. You know, we've always been told anything that's worth doing is worth doing. Right. You guys know all this. I mean, we know this. We've all been fed this from one point of time. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. But I say that is one of the biggest loads of crap that we have been fed ever as parents. And I'm not going to say it's the number one because there's some other things that I'm going to go for. But this ranks up there, at least in the top three. The top three. So I say, instead, anything that is worth doing until we get it wrong. You see, I'm a shooter. I've never hidden on this show that I'm a shooter. I love to shoot firearms of all sorts, rifles, pistols, anything you can think of, shotguns. Man, if I had an old ball musket, I'd shoot that sucker too. I like to shoot. I like recreational shooting as long as it's done within a safe and careful environment, which it can be done. And I enjoy that. And I was watching a video the other day on shooting, and they made a comment that I thought was so insightful. And they were talking about how they were going to push their trainees in the shooting class very, very far in stress levels. And they said, because we want our people, when they come here, to experience failures. We want them to screw up while they're out on the field. He said, because if we can teach them how to screw up out here on the field, on the shooting range, then they're less likely to do it when it might count in terms of like self-defense or protection. And so they pushed him and they said a quote in there that I thought was absolutely insightful. The guy said a comment. He said, "Amateurs train until they get it right, but professionals train until they get it wrong." And I thought that was so incredibly insightful. Amateurs train until they get it right, but professionals train until they get them wrong. Professionals push themselves into that point to where they make mistakes. They push themselves to that point where they get it wrong. Why do they do that? It's not about self-esteem or tearing themselves down or being, you know, self-deprecating or tearing, you know, lying, "Oh, I'm going to say suck." It's not about that at all. It is purely about the fact that we learn some of the best mistakes when we screw up. Because when we screw up, we allow ourselves to figure out how to fix the mistakes. Now, I want to make sure I'm very careful today. I'm going to set this up very, very specifically. I want to make sure that it's not sounding like I'm saying that I am excusing poor behaviors in parenting. Especially, I want to make sure that it's not, I don't want to make it sound like I'm coming off as saying if you're abusing your kid mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, I'm not saying that that's okay because our imperfections are what make us better. I want to make sure that I'm very clear on that. If you are abusing a child, you need to stop. Stop as soon as possible. You need to stop. Seek out help. Come clean. Be honest. Make serious, real changes by bringing other people in to hold you accountable. That has to stop. So I'm not trying to say that you can let yourself off the hook if you're doing dastardly things to kids because, oh, look, you know, our imperfections make us better. This is not your ejection seat handle to get you out of the hot seat here. So I'm going to play for you guys just a real quick clip from a show. This is actually a quote by Coach Gaines from the show Friday Night Lights. Now, regardless of what you think about this this show or whatnot, just take a listen to this quote because I think it's kind of applicable here. Let me play that for you.
Well, it's real simple. You got two more quarters and that's it. Now, most of you have been playing this game for 10 years. You got two more quarters. And after that, most of you will never play this game again as long as you live. Now, you all have known me for a while, and for a long time now, you've been hearing me talk about being perfect. Well, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart? With joy in your heart. If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
You see, I think we get so tangled up in our seeking out perfection in things that I think we often put our failures as parents on the sideline. And like Coach Gaines was saying in this, I think, again, forgive me trying to take a philosophical deep level approach from the show Friday Night Lights, but I think what he was saying there had some merit to it. We talk all the time about being perfect. But I think we've screwed up the definition of what perfection is. A few weeks ago, we were getting ready to go somewhere on a little trip. And my daughter was very excited that we were getting ready to go. My oldest daughter, Anna, she's six. And she was just fired up. And my oldest daughter's not a very high-key girl. She's very low-key. But she was so excited about going. She was just running around making her little horse noise. You know, saying, yee! She was just doing that all over the place. She was running all over the house like a horse making that sound. And it was just starting to grate on my nerves as we were doing it. And she just kept on doing it and just running around the house. And we went outside and she was still doing it. She just kept running around the house. And we got in the car and she did it again. And my wife said, "What's going on?" I said, "That noise that Anna makes, it just It really annoys me. And I wasn't paying attention to the fact that my daughter was listening to me. And I turned around and I looked back in the back seat. And I just saw her there with that destroyed look in her face. Tears in her eyes. And I realized, as a parent, that I had dropped the ball. I realized that I had screwed up. That I had interpreted my daughter's excitedness. And I boiled her down to that one word. Remember, we talked about that when Jeff Emery came on the show. We talked about being in the box about somebody. And that's when we stopped seeing them as a person and we distill them down into one thing. And in my case, I distilled her down into one thing, annoying. And through those simple words that really weren't even designed to cut her down or anything like that, but through those simple words, it's so annoying. I hurt her so very bad. And that's horrible, right? I felt like a worm after that. And it even gets me choked up even as I think and as I retell the story. I can see that look in her face. And it still breaks me up as I think about it. So I say that to qualify myself. That I am definitely less than perfect. But you know, the story didn't end there. I didn't leave it at that. I didn't sulk out of it embarrassedly and leave it alone until it was out of my mind. What did I do? I went and apologized to my daughter. I explained to her the frustrations that I had been experiencing that day. I let her know what had happened. I let her know what had been starting out that day and what had gotten to that point and why I was already frustrated. And I let her know that it was not okay for me to do that. And I remember so vividly that she reached up with her little hand, a little six-year-old hand, and she put it on the side of my cheek and just touched my face and looked at me, still with tears in her eyes, and said those words, "It's okay, Daddy." You see what happened there? I mean, do you see what occurred in the midst of absolute imperfection? So again, I submit this. Anything that is worth doing, it's worth doing wrong. You see, that's the laws of excellence right there. We absolutely have to push ourselves to the brink, to the envelope of our capabilities, of our perspectives of what we can and cannot do. That's why kids, when you put them in a swing, they always want to go just a little bit higher, and they keep swinging as hard as they can and as far as they can until finally they get that swing pushed out there so far where their fulcrum balance falls back and the swing kind of comes up and then cracks down rather than swinging out and swinging back, right? That's why we do that, is because we must push ourselves to the excellence. And by doing that, we have to hit the end of our boundaries. It's why kids have to ride bikes faster, why teenagers often want to drive their cars harder and faster. Some of that is risky behavior taking, and there's a whole neurological reason that we won't get into today. I get that. But something begins to happen as we become adults. We begin to subjugate ourselves to this belief system that as we get older, we should stop taking risks because they're dangerous. We should stop pushing ourselves because we don't want to experience the failure. Human nature is to explore boundaries, to push things to the next level. We need to be doing that. And for some reason, as we grow into adults, we stop taking risks. I realized that I was trying to find all the easy jobs that would make easy income that I could guarantee and depend on no matter what. Incidentally, they didn't pay crap. And one day I listened to this one guy named Jack Spirko who made a suggestion that maybe there was something more. Maybe we could start a website, a web business, a business that you own, that you are the master of, that you control and steer the ship, and that you can make more money doing less work. I'm not saying you don't work hard. Believe me. At 1:21 a.m., I'm not saying that it's quote unquote, easy. Building a business is hard. But he subjugated the idea that it might be possible. But you know what it took? It took risks. It took me acknowledging that I'm going to get into this and I'm not going to be perfect. I've been working with a lady recently to start her own website. And she's a type A classic perfectionist. She likes to have everything, all her ducks in order before she tries something. Very, very big on that. And one of the things that she's been saying is Trey, well, I don't want to do this because of that. I don't want to start this with this. And I said, look, listen, your number one struggle is going to be just start. No, it's not going to be perfect. And in any other circumstance, you could take a class and learn how to do this. And maybe you could start out perfect in this. But you don't have time. You already need to have posts up. You already need to have these things. And see, what happened was she was invalidating her ability to experience something new, something better, to grow. Because she was terrified of it not looking perfect. We have to push things to the next level. We have to push our parenting to the next level. But inadvertently, whenever we do make that push, when we do make that next level, we also must experience failure. We must fall. We must be imperfect. Now I just heard every type A out there that just gasped in horror. He did not just say that. But yes, I did. You see, we've lost this. We've lost this in our parenting. We've pushed this crap of anything that's worth doing right, or anything that's worth doing is worth doing right. Grammy Sue told us that. Whoever. Maybe it was our parents. That is the biggest lie you've ever been fed in your life. You see, we've stopped learning. We've learned how to do it in the way that we know will work just right. And then we've stopped. We stopped the learning. We stopped pushing the boundaries. And I see it in parents all the time. They've gotten themselves to be good parents. And they stop. They've never pushed themselves to the great parent. They want the next level. They want their kids to act like the parenting of the next level. But they are unwilling to put the power, the energy, the effort into taking that next step because they're terrified of failing. And I'll promise you this, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Now, I want to make sure I'm very clear on something. I don't want to make it sound like that I'm not, like I don't advocate for being excellent. The definition of excellent is extremely good, outstanding. I believe in that as parents. I believe that the number one enemy to great parenting, to excellent parenting, is people that like to stay in good parenting. I don't want people to hear out of this that I'm saying, don't do well, don't strive for perfection or anything like that, because I believe it is about finding that. Funny enough, the definition of perfect is to make something completely free from faults or defects. I believe that that is the goal. Here's the problem. When we become too focused on making the perfection, we invalidate imperfections and how they mold our excellence. I'm going to say it again. When we become so focused on trying to make things perfect, we don't give the credit that imperfections have on our life. For every right, there must be a wrong. We talk about it all the time here at FPN. If we want our kids to know what we want them to do right, we have acknowledged at this show that you have to teach them what wrong is as well. It's vital. It's human. It's life. You see, parents that want to take this to the next level, they train. And they work until they get it wrong. Because it are those failures that tell us that we're on to something. Something new. Something we're not familiar with. Something that's not comfortable. I get questions from parents all the time. Trey, what do I do if, what do I do when, what happens when I, how do I get my kid to? And it amazes me how when I issue that advice, which typically, really in all honesty, the answer typically is spend more time with your kid. We'll talk about the behavioral stuff in a minute, but start playing with your kids more. Start spending more time. My wife wrote this article over at the blog. If you haven't read it, I'm telling you, you've got to go check this blog article out because it's so good. And she wrote it on spending time with our kids, playing with our kids, and the experiences that she had over this weekend at playing with them. Oh, mom, come play. Mom, come play. Mom, play. And she just got up and she said, for the first time, I just went and did it. And she goes, you know what happened? They didn't ask me again for the rest of the day. And that's one of the main things that holds parents back is that you'll give them advice. You'll give them these things. You'll tell them to take it to the next level. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just they just don't want to put the time in or if it's that they're afraid they're going to screw it up and fail. They don't do it. And they experience the exact same results over and over and over. There's an LA-based child therapist named Myvan Tregesser. I wasn't sure on her name. But she talks frequently about risks and failures, etc., with our kids and in us as parents. She made a comment that really is hefty to me. She goes, when we screw up with our kids, there is strength in the repair. You see, inevitably, kids are going to crash and burn. They're going to get hurt. They're going to fall down. They're going to get yelled at by us, punished too harshly. We will screw up with them. It's just a mathematical inevitability. If you're trying new things and being risky, if you're taking the advice that we issue here at FBN, if you're listening to me and my screw-ups, but here's what needs to happen. You need to let yourself off the hook in advance. Sure, they're going to get hurt. You pick them up. Sure, they're going to fall down. We're going to doctor their skin knees. Sure, they're going to get yelled at by us when they don't deserve it. But we will say that we're sorry. And that's so vital. That's so important. Because it teaches kids how to act whenever they screw up. And many of these kids have no idea how to screw up. It's not because they don't do it, but it's because they've never been taught how to do it healthy. Whenever we also say that we're sorry to our kids, it teaches them that we are not perfect as parents. We mess up. We make the wrong decisions. We say that horse noises are really annoying and hurt feelings. We do it. But it teaches them that we're not perfect, and more importantly, it allows them to be imperfect as well, because they're going to screw up. They're not adults yet. They're going to make mistakes, do wrong things, say things they shouldn't, be disrespectful. They're going to do these things from time to time, and it allows them to be imperfect. Again, I'm not implying that we let them get away with their behavior, but it acknowledges to them that we are humans, just like they are. And it allows us to teach them as humans, how do you act when you drop the ball? And you gain that powerful experience of repair. I'm telling you, there's something hefty in it. I'm going to wrap it up and let you guys go. And we're going to end it on this phrase right here. Kids are not looking and or wanting perfect parents. They are wanting parents that are trying. That's it right there. They just want parents that are trying. They want parents whose motive is to do them right. And if we can just change our heart to see them as awesome no matter what, accept the fact that we screw up, apologize when we do, do them right. They want to follow us. And they'll accept us for our imperfections and then learn how to be imperfect themselves. Well, guys, that's all that we have for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids. and even those that aren't. Again, guys, I don't mean to beat you over the head with this. I'm just telling you, it's that good. Go check out the blog over at www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. Check out Corey's new blog on there. It was absolutely amazing. Don't forget, like us on Facebook. Share this episode out. Make sure you hit that little Facebook share. Pop it across the internet. Show it to your friends. It really helps us out. Hey, sure do appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you guys have a great week. We will be back on Wednesday for our next episode of TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Have a great day. Have a great week. See you on Wednesday.